finally get to the bottom of what happened with the NGR debacle, so that we can make sure we learn from these mistakes and not have them happen again.
You use the word debacle. Why, Jeff?
Well, as you said, it's 18 months late. It's still not acceptable. We've still got NGR trains that are on the track in a non-compliant fashion, despite the Queensland government losing a human rights commission exemption application. That can't be anything other than a debacle.
What were the problems with the trains, from your perspective?
For people with a disability, the toilets are just not compliant to disability standards for accessible public transport. That's a piece of legislation that's been around for years. There's absolutely no excuse for trains to be built or delivered in this day and age when they're not compliant to federal legislation that's been around since the mid-2000s. That's just inconceivable that could happen.
Jeff, is that a design issue or a issue of construction not meeting the design originally?
Well, that's one of the key questions we're hoping to find out, Craig, is whether the specifications were actually wrong in the first place, or whether the government has accepted trains that weren't built to specification. That's certainly a key question that we want an answer for. The other question is how can you roll out a train that's actually been found to be non-compliant? These are all questions that we want to make sure that we get to the bottom of during an inquiry.
Because those accessibility compliance issues were raised very early on. It was identified that there would be compliance issues around access paths, around toilet accessibility. Throughout the process, people with disabilities were invited to essentially come on and trial the trains. Were you part of those groups, and did you immediately say, hey, this isn't going to work?
People with disability were invited to trial the trains. Unfortunately, we were brought onto the project way too late. The design was already done. We raised these issues as soon as we saw a mock-up of the train in 2015 with the now Deputy Premier, Jackie Trabb, that there were significant design issues. So this is not only an issue of the LNP procuring trains that were non-compliant, but also how do we end up with the Labor government rolling out the trains that they knew were non-compliant? These are questions that go across political borders. We need to make sure that we take the politics out of this and do a good, thorough inquiry that doesn't have any sacred cows, that looks into every issue so that we learn from this and ensure that people with disabilities, human rights, are respected.
An inquiry might happen, but that doesn't necessarily fix things straight away. That's no. The action that you want to see happen, Jeff. Yes. Do you really think an inquiry is worthwhile in this instance?
I do think an inquiry is worthwhile, not only because of NGR, but because procurement can go across any number of different public infrastructure projects. We need to make sure that we're learning when we build new hospitals. We need to make sure we're learning when we build new office buildings. These issues that we're looking at of NGR are not just train-related. We need to make sure that we're not going to make these same mistakes in any public infrastructure. So this is an issue that has gone way past just trains. This is an issue that could affect every person with disability in every public infrastructure project across Queensland.
Jeff, when you raised those issues with the now Deputy Premier, Jackie Trabb, what was the response from her department?
We had discussions with Deputy Premier. We had discussions with Transport and Main Roads, and we were told that these decisions had been made. These trains were needed for Commonwealth Games, and you saw that in their application to the Human Rights Commission. They said they needed these trains for Commonwealth Games. Well, we're well past Commonwealth Games, and these trains are still on the track. They're the kind of answers that we want to find in an inquiry. Is how can this happen?
Well, they are the questions that will be asked by retired District Court Judge Michael Ford. He's heading up this inquiry. You might remember that name also from the tow truck industry inquiry of last year, due to start in August. The terms of reference, we are yet to see what they are. Jeff, have you had any correspondence with the government since this was announced late yesterday?
No, absolutely not. First I heard yesterday of the inquiry being announced was from a journalist, so... we've had absolutely no input into the terms of reference, and I certainly hope to have those phone calls start today, because these questions are ones that are not only of procurement. This inquiry needs to be across procurement and rollout. That's absolutely critical.
Jeff, thanks so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Jeff Trappett from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves.
And there is a statement that's been issued by Bombardier, the company responsible for making the trains.
Yeah, for building the trains in the first place.
They've said Bombardier notes this afternoon's announcement regarding an inquiry into the procurement of the NGR project. Bombardier maintains its original position that the NGR trains have been built to the specifications provided at the time. The trains were designed in Queensland by a very dedicated team of industry professionals, and they've been built especially for Queensland commuters. They say we look forward to the terms of reference becoming available.
Yeah, which should be later this week once they're signed off by the Executive Council. So the order was for originally 75 trains, $4.4 billion project. At this stage, 35 trains have been delivered, with 19 of them in service.
ABC Radio.
Brisbane.